Hello, hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. Welcome to another installment of True North, a one-hour look at the strange and experimental side of Canadian pop and rock music. I'm your host, Johnny, and I'll be serving up all the tunes today. You, of course, may be listening to us live, broadcasting from CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, or you might be hearing us on one of our syndicate stations, CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and Local 107.3 CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. What's up, everybody? Pretty special show lined up for this program. As you may or may not have heard, you probably heard if you're tapped into the alternative Canadian rock scene. I think I can call him one of the greatest alternative indie labels, Mammoth Cave Recording Co., have called it quits. So that's where we're going to start, digging in a little bit into their discography. They cited many reasons for disbanding the label, you know, being a little bit burnt out. It's not an easy world. I think I would rather just direct you to look online to places like BlogTO and Mammoth Cave's own press releases if you really want to know. And instead, what we're going to do is celebrate the music. So let's start with the Ketamines, of course. One of the main gentlemen of the label, Paul Lawton's band, the Ketamines. Here's their track, You Can't Serve Two Masters.
Surrender. You can love someone who hates the things you love, Miss Pac-Man and assorted subs. You can love someone and hate the things they love, CVC 3 bands and purple knit gloves. And you will find someone someday who only will tolerate all that you love in this world. You can love someone and hate the things they love, yoga and her Blundstones buff. You can love someone who hates the things you love, watching VHS horror high on drugs. You can love someone and hate the things they love. You can love someone who hates the things you love. You can love someone and hate the things they love. You can love someone who hates the things you love. You can love someone and hate the things they love. You can love someone who hates the things you love.
Welcome back to True North. That was part one of our retrospective on Mammoth Cave Recording Co. We just heard four of their full-length releases. Strange Attractor with their record Back to the Cruel World. The song was Hot Dog Water. That's probably my personal favorite record that Mammoth Cave has put out. Just can't get enough of that band. Before that, B.A. Johnston with Shit Sucks from... with the song You Can Love Someone and Hate the Things They Love. That is the most recent and basically last release from Mammoth Cave. Before that, Teledrome with their self-titled album. The song was Dial Tone. That album itself was sort of a referenced in Paul Lawton, the gentleman behind the labels, talking about the demise of the label. He was commenting on how record buying habits have changed, and Teledrome's record was actually a really popular record for the label. Their first pressing of LPs sold out, which was pretty exciting for them, so they did a repressing and barely sold any of those. So Paul had commented that in today's state of music, after 4 months, nobody really cares anymore. I still care, maybe you do too, and you will try and get your hands on a copy of that Teledrome LP. At the top of the set, Paul's band, The Ketamines, from their album You Can't Serve Two Masters, was the song of the same name. I thought that was kind of a nice, fitting tune to play while talking about the end of the record label. In addition to putting out a lot of great albums, they did a lot of great work collecting releases and songs by bands from across the country. You might be familiar with their Bloodstains Across Canada 7-inch series. That was a bunch of compilations released on 7-inch format that featured very, very short songs by great bands, and they were sort of separated by region. I've got two of those to play for you, and then another comp, just a larger comp that they put out called You Can Dig My Grave in the Mammoth Cave. And that's where we're going to start with this next set. The band is Red Mass, and this is their tune, Television Personalities.
Norms and boxes, entertainment for the masses. Mass hysteria, pent up anger. We need you to calm us down. Find the green burns on my brain. Stop talking, shut up. Leave me alone, get out of here. All these voices in my head.
Television, personalities, multiple. Personalities, television, personalities, talk, 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 talk in the rain.
Blast your eyes, bounce of eyelids, I'm a pirate with a hook. Alan, Jacob, Morgan, Mindy, Kate, and Kiefer, Regis too. Coming out of my TV set, going straight into my brain. You're my friends, you're my enemy, you're my pet, my human zoo.
Television, personalities, multiple. Personalities, television, personalities, multiple. Personalities, television, personalities, multiple. Personalities, television, personalities, talk, 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 talking to me.
Uh-huh.
That was the White Wires from Ontario, believe it or not, Ottawa to be precise, with their tune Ontario Life. You can find that on Mammoth Cave's compilation Bloodstains Across Ontario. Before that, we heard from their compilation Bloodstains Across BC. That was Vancouver band Needles Pins with the tune My Politics. Really sweet 7-inch series, and I don't know if there are that many copies out there anymore, so if you've got one, cherish it. If you haven't got it yet, try and get a hold of it, because Mammoth Cave Recording Co. no longer in operation, unfortunately. We also heard from their compilation You Can Dig My Grave in the Mammoth Cave, probably still a true saying for the gentleman behind the label. The song was Television Personalities from the band Red Mass. So yeah, that's a little look at some of the great work done by that record label. 7 songs and bands in a little over 15 minutes, and just a tiny sampling of the great work they did. So also big shout outs to the work they did in trying to bring more awareness to what a difficult world it is for alternative and underground experimental musicians in Canada. We're going to change gears away from the pop-punk vibe a little bit and listen to something by an artist called Babel. The record label is Arachna Discs, and this releases Alpha Beta 3, Organism. Alpha Beta is a concept album that Babel had put together where the names of the songs reflected the chord progressions of the music. So essentially the song was named after the chords used, and Alpha Beta was the first incarnation of this, but there were some outtakes and B-sides that since releasing Alpha Beta, the artist has felt actually better represent this concept. So I'm going to play for you one of these songs from Alpha Beta 3. It's called Cage, C-A-G-E, and this is Cage number 2. Thank you. We just heard from Yao Cave, the release Fantasy Plus. Played a tune from that last week on the program, but really wanted to share that one with you. It's called Riverdale High School and features Michael Stokes. As I mentioned last week, there's a great visual component to that record on the website YTMND, You The Man Now Dog. Yao Cave has put up a GIF for each song on the record. They pretty much melt your eyeballs, so if you want to see the visual version of the audio and get the full experience, check that out. You can find it courtesy of the Jeunesse Cosmique Bandcamp page. Before that, we heard Victoria artist Psychic Pollution from his record Seance. The song was Lupus. And also Babel from Alpha Beta 3, the song Cage number 2. Here's Wand from their album Black Beach with the song We Faced Each Other's Homes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to True North, everybody, broadcasting live here from CFUV in Victoria, heard also on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, Voice of Bond Bay in Newfoundland, and Local 107.3 CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. We just heard three artists from the Victoria area, or at least with connections to Victoria. The last tune was by Cozy Father. The song was called Loss, actually a preview from a forthcoming release that she's been working on, and very excited to see her perform at Freak Show here in Victoria coming up to kick off CFUV's Fun Drive. We heard also Hush Pup from their new Water Wings EP. The song was Weighed Up, and before that, Wand, now calling themselves Island Eyes, with their tune We Faced Each Other's Homes. Getting down towards the end of the hour, so we'll just keep rolling on with some more music. I wanted to play for you another tune by Astral Swans. This record has just really stuck with me since I first listened to it. It's called All My Favorite Singers Are Willie Nelson, and just nice, relaxing alt roots vibes here. This one is called Let Their Faces All Blur Out.
Oh,
right, everybody, that's it for this week's installment of True North. That was Moon with their song Holy Mountain, the closer off of their self-titled record out now on Bruised Tongue Records. Before that, we heard Astral Swans with Let Their Faces All Blur Out. Gonna leave you with Freak Heat Waves, Melt in Your Home, from their record Bonnie's State of Mind.